Hi, this is Margot. This is Sunday, January 21st, 2018. And this video is just a commentary about an interview that I did yesterday with a fellow YouTuber. His name is Guy Fox. And you spell his last name F-A-U-Q-E-S. I will put a link below to the interview that we did. He contacted me earlier in the week, and he had stumbled upon my book called Ascension, Timeline Shifts in Consciousness, Chanted Messages from Brother One and the Great One. I had published this as an ebook, and these are channeled messages that I received back in 2008 and 2009 regarding the ascension and timeline shifts and how our consciousness will change and things like that. And Guy is real big into the Mandela effect. And he realized as he was reading the book that what we were describing in the book, Brother One and the Great One, was actually what people are experiencing calling it the Mandela effect. And how history is being rewritten, how our environments are changing in front of our eyes, timelines are shifting and moving, and it's actually our consciousness moving through these different realities, is how Brother One described it. And so he was so excited, and he contacted me and said, I think you're one of the first people who understood all of this and had this information, and I really would like to interview you and put it up on my channel. And I said, okay, great. So we had a talk yesterday, and it went really well. I really enjoyed it, and he seemed to really have a handle on everything that I had talked about in the book and the way things were explained to me, and it made perfect sense. So I'd like to play a clip now from our interview, and you can hear exactly what we're talking about. And this is the part where we talk about the belief reality cap and how the more filters we have on us as we're perceiving things, the less truth will actually come through to us. And so in order to be really open and be a truth seeker, you want to be as open as possible, have as few preconceived notions as possible, let go of the reality that you thought you knew, and be open to something different. And then you can test it for yourself and see if that's right. I believe people who are more open and more sensitive, they're tuning in to that stuff that's in the consciousness more. And we're becoming more open as we lose our belief reality cap more and more, and, you know, open up and lose the blocks and lose our preconceived notions and all the crap that we were taught that was wrong. And then we're open to how things really are. And if you're really open to it, you can know the mind of God. And
I love how you presented that, too, because you said we have to really remove our bias cap. Mm-hmm. And
right. That's
so true. I try to do that actively myself, because as long as we are so married to our biases that we are unmoved, mm-hmm. you just have to filter everything through that bias, and you will just reject anything that doesn't match it. And you're not open to anything that might be a truth.
Right.
It shuts you down from listening.
Right. And we all have them from our programming and the way we're brought up and religion and, you know, our authority figures. And we all have them. And you can't really be a truth seeker without removing as many of those as you can and being open to whatever is being presented, and then you test it for yourself and feel, you know, say, does this feel right? Does this sound right? And it might be partly true, but partly false. And so you might just,
taken, realize that only part of it is real, because you don't know what kind of belief reality cap the person that you're getting that information from is working through. See what I mean?
Oh, I know exactly what you mean. I feel like I can empathize, because you're kind of in a tight spot with finding a receptive audience just like me. If I talk about seeing the changes that I've observed change in the Bible, and I've seen them change right before my eyes, mm-hmm. just morph and change. If I mention that in a church group setting, they'll, you know, burn me at the stake.
They'll
kick
string
me out.
You up. Yeah.
Right, exactly. So I can't say that,
right.
but I know it's true. I know I've seen it, and
right.
I know it's real.
Right.
And at the same time, if I say to another group of friends who are really into the vibration, and you know, I was into metaphysics really big. I read all of Jane Roberts and Seth Speaks and just all of that. And if I talk too much about vibration and channeling or speaking to other entities, mm-hmm. Now that group might agree with me.
Mm-hmm.
But then if I say, but there's also a spiritual war going on, and God is real, Jesus is real, and there's a devil and a Satan, and they're at battle because I've seen the demons, I've seen them manifest before me many times. If I say that, they cry out, no, don't say that, don't believe in it, you're creating it with your own mind.
They shut
down. Like,
right,
they shut down, because I'm just giving my testimony of what I've experienced, and I know I've heard, I've even had these spirits come to me, try to convince me with all of their might that I was God. And that I was creating everything, mm-hmm. and it just doesn't resonate as true.
No.
But I've had them come to me in different ways, mm-hmm. dreams, whatnot.
And that's how Satan infiltrates everything and perpetuates the lies. And
right.
you know, we're not God, and we never will be.
But this is what the Mandela Effect is actually doing for all of us. And because it's forcing us to look at the world as fluid and as consciousness as moving, and that nothing's set in stone, nothing solid, nothing set in stone, and we have to adapt to things as they go along. But beyond that, I feel like this is a great opportunity for us to go beyond just all of the different changes that people are noticing, and understand that it's our consciousness that's experiencing this. And as we become more open and more attuned to the divine, then we're more able to adapt to whatever is coming at us and whatever changes appear to us. And so, yeah, the Mandela Effect is showing us the proof that things are shifting, things are moving, things are changing. And I do believe we are in the end times, and that time is very short, and we're all going to have to make a choice of, like, which way we're going to go in this battle, and in the battle for souls down here. And it's real important that we're on the right side, and that we go ahead and make our choice now while we still have a chance to make our choice spiritually. And it's important to tie up loose ends, tie up, finish relationships that we haven't been able to finish, kind of get our affairs in order, kind of do a spiritual life review, and really see what's important. And what have you been holding on to in your life? It could be possessions, it could be a relationship that's been dragging you down, it could be a job that's killing you, it could be, an environment, you know, it could be all kinds of things. But this is an opportunity for us to look at what's happening and really reevaluate and see what's important in our lives. And the most important thing is our spiritual relationship with God and Jesus and with the divine, and however that happens for us. And know that all of our experiences are bringing us to right here, right now. and they shape who we are. Everybody has their experiences for a certain reason, and your experience is going to be different from somebody else's. But just because somebody else says that, you know, they talk to angels or ETs or something, doesn't mean it's bad, and it may not be for you. And just because you haven't had that experience, it doesn't mean that you should condemn them and say that they're satanic or going to hell, because you don't know what their heart is. And so the judgment needs to stop. And we're all here to help each other understand and to support each other and love each other as we're going through these changes. And it's not going to get easier. It's only going to get harder as we go more and more into this dark realm. And so this is why we really need to drop all of our biases and drop all of our judgments and just support each other and love each other as we're going through this, and be as gentle as we can with each other, and honor each other's experiences. And if someone is having a hard time, you know, lift them up and give them an encouraging word, or pray with them, or, you know, give them a website that might help them or something. But just smile and say, I'm here for you. And or you don't even have to say anything. You can just pray for them. And because when you have the judgment and the hatred and the condemnation, that comes back on you. And Jesus came for all of us, not just a few people. And that's been my experience. And it's real important that everyone have their own experience with the divine and their own relationship with Jesus and God. So when you do that and you get that peace beyond anything else in your heart, and you get strong in your walk, you know, you can face anything. You can face anything, no matter what kind of darts or arrows or attacks are coming at you. And, you know, I feel sorry for the people who can't be open to other people's experiences. And if you would like to hear more of the interview, just click on the link in the description to our interview. And Guy called it Mandela Effect or Margot Effect. In 2008, She Knew. That's the name of the video. And his YouTube channel is Guy Fox, FAUQES. So go ahead and check out his channel. And he has a lot of good interviews with people. And it's a really good channel. And subscribe to it. Like the video and subscribe. And I'll probably be having some more discussions with him. And we seem to be on the same wavelength on a lot of stuff, spiritually and mentally and things. So I really enjoyed it. And thank you, Guy, for that interview. I look forward to speaking with you again very soon. And my name is Margot. I'm a hypnotist, holistic life coach, green living coach, an empathic spiritual healer. My website is margoshealingcorner.com. I've been focusing recently on doing implant removal and spiritual healing with people. And on my YouTube channel, Margo's Healing Corner, I have a lot of videos about implant removal and the kind of work I do. I also use a lot of spiritual warfare with my clients, and I have a whole spiritual warfare series outlining behaviors that could cause you to come under demonic attack and what to do, and I have certain prayers and stuff, and I outline how I work with people as far as helping them remove entities and demonic things. And I come up against it quite a bit in my work, but my main focus is implant removal. I'm not an exorcist. I can help help with things if someone comes to me to work one-on-one, but my main focus is the implant removal and the spiritual healing, and then helping people in their spiritual path and reestablishing that divine connection. So again, my name's Margo. Thank you for listening. God bless. Until next time, goodbye.
Thank you.